Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, you've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I am your host, Davey, and this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. A booyah. Ha. Yeah. As you know, we have dedicated our lives to offering you new, improved, and exciting ways of perceiving your human experience. We have all been blessed here with physical bodies in this physical world that we exist in. Actually, it exists within us. What's up, guys? I'm your host, Davey. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Well, what do we mean by that? We mean that we are passionate about showing you that there are indeed other ways of perceiving your human experience. Other ways to allow more joy into your life, to allow more excitement into your life, to allow more alignment with the wholeness of who you are. So, each and every moment, you have a choice. You have a choice in regards to the thoughts that you think, the actions that you take. And these choices are really what defines the type of life that you will manifest for yourself. Here on the Vibration Station, we are passionate about explaining to the masses, explaining to you that within your DNA, within you, holds the power to create anything that you put your focus to. We live in a vibrational universe, whether you're aware of it or not. Whether you wish to be so or not, these are some of the laws of the universe. And quantum physics proves this to us. Physics proves this to us, that everything is vibrating. Everything. The cells of your body, the atomic structure of your vehicle, the atomic structure of your house, of the chair that you might be sitting in right now, of the computer, of the phone that you're listening to this station on right now. It's all vibrating potential. And what creates the potential, what makes that potential an actual physical reality is your focus and your expectation and the amount of momentum that you've placed in a specific area. So, we always talk about here on the Vibration Station, that's why people of poverty consciousness usually stay in poverty, and people of prosperity consciousness usually stay prosperous. It's because, it's not because, you know, one is better than the other, or one has a better opportunity than the other, although, yes, of course, you know, geographical placement does have a lot to do, environment, I should say, has a lot to do with, you know, the potentials and your the potential for opportunity and this and that. But at the end of the day, we really do all have the same potential by focusing our thoughts, by learning how to change our expectations, which are in alignment with what we choose to experience, and also along with releasing resistance and releasing attachment to past pains and suppressed energy, and also releasing attachment to future, you know, desires. Not saying not to have those desires, but release your attachment to them. Just know that they're there, and know that you have the power to create them if you wish. Now, today's show, we're going to be focusing on something that, you know, I'm personally working on. Here on the Vibration Station, I like to take experiences that I've had that I know other people are having as well. And I find it to be my duty, if I'm going to come through a media outlet and speak to you about how to help yourself and how to assist yourself in embodying your greatest self, well, it's only right of me if I teach myself how to do what it is that I invite you to do as well. So, every time I have an experience that is contrasting, I like to do my best to figure out the healthiest possible solution, the best possible way I could approach this situation, the best thoughts I could think about it, the best actions I can take regarding the situation, and what's going to serve me most. So that's kind of what I like to ask myself. So today's topic is going to be how to manage feeling overwhelmed with the stressors of life. How to manage feeling overwhelmed with the stressors of life. Now, this is something that I, as I said, am dealing with personally. You know, there's always more. There's always more life. There's always more to be had. There's always more information to be received. There's always more experiences to be had. And there's always more room for improvement, for understanding more of who you are, for understanding more of your potential, and understanding more about the reality in which you project through your consciousness, but you also exist within. So how to avoid, or at least soothe, the feeling of being overwhelmed with life's stressors. For example, everyone has rent, or everyone has a mortgage, or everyone has property taxes. Everyone has bills, no matter what you want to call it. We all have a debt to pay at the end of the month. So I feel like one of the main stressors within the collective consciousness is money, right? Everyone's scrambling for money. Just these pieces of paper that are being printed by the Federal Reserve. And they're not even backed by anything of intrinsic value. We've been off the gold standard since 71. So here we are working, trading our time for money, for something that is being printed that the collective consciousness has agreed upon to be a unit of exchange. Okay? Well, due to this agreement that says these pieces of paper are a unit of exchange for this property, whatever the property might be, whether it's physical, tangible real estate property, or whether it's physical, tangible, a car property, or whether it's something of intangible value, like a website, People have spent billions, trillions of dollars on buying websites. These are intangible assets. So what we're going to be talking about today is how to deal with the stressors of life, how to deal with feeling overwhelmed from, oh, I have to make this money. I have to support my family. I have to do this. I have to go against the grain because that's what society is telling me that I have to do. And if I don't do it, then I'm going to disappoint all my loved ones. Well, I do want to say that there is a way around this. There is a way to do exactly what you love to do while being supported by doing so. And there also is a way to not feel like you are restrained, like you are limited, like you're held down by anything. So we say that slavery was abolished in the 1800s, and I'm going to unfortunately have to disagree with that statement. I'm not going to say that slavery was abolished in the 1800s, but what I will say is slavery was upgraded, modified, and upgraded. So after we, terrible. I mean, it's sick to even think that at one point in time we did actually, this country had slaves. It just blows my mind. So yes, in the 1800s, we had people that we would consider property, right? And then that was the idea of slavery. Terrible, absolutely terrible. Well, today's form of slavery is monetary. Today's form of slavery is through, it's first of all, it's happening on a mass scale, and it's happening through the Federal Reserve printing money that's not backed by anything, which is inflating the currency, which therefore is stealing the purchasing power from the masses. So the more money that they print, the less value the money has, but then the prices keep going up. Interesting. So you got to keep working harder to make more money because prices keep going up because the dollar's inflating, but then it's not backed by anything. This is indeed a form of slavery. It keeps you on a hamster wheel. They make sure, whoever they are, the elitists, the globalists, whatever, call them whatever you want, the people that, quote unquote, you know, rule the planet, they make sure that you're on the hamster wheel. They make sure that you get up, you go to work, you come home, and you do the same thing over and over again. And you keep consuming. You must keep consuming. And then they put you on these drugs. You go to a doctor, you say, oh, I'm a little depressed. Well, now you're on antidepressants. Or you say, oh, my back hurts. Well, now you're on pain pills. So they have you hooked on pills. They have you hooked on consuming. And then they have you hooked on these products. All media is constantly shoving in your face these products that say, you're not going to be your greatest self until you use this. And then once you use it, there's the next product that's out there. You're not going to be your greatest self until you use this. And then you use it. So it's this cycle, this hamster wheel cycle. And it absolutely is a form of slavery. It's actually secret slavery because it's so manipulative and they disguise it in such a great way. I honor their power. It is phenomenal how manipulative like these people are, and the manipulation tactics that they have put into place are really out of this world. Actually, they're in this world, but it's super, super out of the box thinking, and it's absolutely ingenious. So looping back around, overwhelmed. Just remember that we are in a society that has been constructed for you to where you don't need to think for yourself. They don't want you to think for yourself. They want to do the thinking for you. They want you to think you're thinking for yourself, but they want to do the thinking for you by making you, by programming you to say to yourself, oh, I got to wake up, I got to go to work, and then I got to consume. And then I got to make sure that my family consumes. Interesting concept. And then they're just going to keep printing the currency that's not backed by anything. And I'm just going to keep working and running on the hamster wheel. Well, how do we maintain this feeling of being so overwhelmed? How do we maintain this life where we know that we have certain obligations and we know that we need to do certain things, but then there's this other part of us that so just doesn't want to do it, that is just like, oh, there's so much more that I could offer to this world, right? We all have that. And that's what we on the Vibration Station are here to assist you in embodying, is embodying the facet of yourself that says to you, I have the power to create whatever it is that I wish to create for myself. And I do that by focusing my thoughts, my energy, and my actions in a way that is conducive to manifesting that in which I wish to experience. Very powerful statement. So when you say this to yourself every day, you start to change your neurons. You start to change the way that you look at yourself, and you start to realize that you actually do have the power to create a life for yourself that yields to you joy, happiness, abundance, love, compassion, alignment, gratitude, laughter, appreciation of all sorts. You can show yourself that you do not have to, in any way, shape, or form, go against the grain of your passions. Go against the grain of what you believe to be right, what you believe to be in alignment with your greatest self. We all have an emotional guidance system. This emotional guidance system is essentially our compass. And if you listen to Abraham Hicks, which I highly suggest that you guys do, Abraham refers to this as your emotional compass. She says we all have an emotional compass, an emotional guidance system. And this emotional guidance system acts as our compass. She says, let your excitement be your north. Let your excitement be your north. So you know that whenever you're feeling excited, that is the direction that you must be traveling in. Whenever you start to feel sluggish or frustrated or like pain and just like slow energy, it's called panema. The Amazonian Matsis tribes, the Kaxiwana and the Katukinta tribes, they refer to this energy as panema. Panema is a sluggish It's like a sluggish energy in your field. It's like a dark kind of like, it's just like basically, slothfulness, laziness, pain, these ideals that do not support your greatest good. This is what panema is. So to clear the panema out of your energy field, you must clear the overwhelming thoughts out of your energy field. You must come to terms with what you're experiencing in your life. And you must accept it, and you must honor it. You must honor its power. A very wise woman by the name of Linda Cole, she taught me, she says, these darker energies, right, quote-unquote dark energies, or these overwhelming energies that seem to be negative, right? She goes, don't fight them. When you fight them, you create more resistance. She goes, honor their power. Say to them out loud, say, I honor your power. She goes, thank you for serving me. I honor your power. So what you do when you recognize the painful emotions or the sluggish emotions is you have a point of recognition with them, and you say, I honor you for your power. So that way, there's not resistance, there's not a fight. It's not like you're fighting anything within yourself. You're honoring an aspect of yourself, and you're saying, wow, you are powerful. This aspect of me literally has the power to destroy myself if I choose to. That is power. You actually have the power to destroy yourself? Wow. I honor you. I honor you. I choose not to use you. I choose not to practice with this power. But I understand that you're present. And I understand that the only way that I'm going to come to terms with you is not by fighting you, but by honoring your power. So first and foremost, I'm going to give you guys six strategies that just might help with soothing any overwhelming thoughts or states of consciousness. So overwhelmment is like a 20-foot wave crashing into you repeatedly over and over and over again. When we completely become overcome with emotion, with stressors, with overwhelming energy of any sorts, let it be pain, anxiety, stress, irritability, anything, we start to break down. We start to self-destruct because overwhelming thoughts can get so overwhelming and actually have so much control over us that we lose our grounding. We lose our ability to ground, to connect back with reality and connect back with what's, you know, here on earth. And here to help us and serve us and work with us and assist us in achieving higher states of consciousness, right? So the first strategy that you use to prevent or at least soothe an overwhelming state of consciousness is to, number one, accept your anxiety. When you are able to accept your anxiety, just like any, you know, addict says, well, you need to accept that you're an addict, right? In the 12 steps, that's number one, I believe, is they say, accept that you're an addict. So with feeling overwhelmed, with feeling like the weight of the world is on your shoulders, number one, you must accept your anxiety. Think about this. Has fighting your feelings of overwhelmment ever helped you erase them or ease them? Probably not. More likely, battling your emotions only boosted them, right? So it's normal to experience some degree of anxiety when stressors are unfamiliar, unpredictable, or imminent, right? So think of accepting as riding out this wave. So the moment that you choose to accept the anxiety, you've just stood up on your surfboard and now you're actually riding this wave of anxiety instead of letting it pummel over you, right? Number two is to change overwhelm-inducing thoughts. So thoughts of uncontrollably or unpredictably, thoughts of uncontrollability or unpredictability are the backbone of overwhelming emotions. According to Chapman University, it's the unrealistic or unreasonable thoughts that spark our stressed out reaction. That's why it's important to pay attention to what we tell ourselves and learn to create helpful thoughts, right? So we need to learn how to nullify or put to bed those thoughts that are not serving us, that are not making us feel good, right? We tend to catastrophize when we feel overwhelmed, when we feel anxious, when we feel stressed. We tend to think about it over and over and over again, and it really does not serve us in any way, shape, or form. Although it's the most difficult thing to do to release your attachment to these thoughts, it's actually so important that we teach ourselves how to release the attachment to these self-destructive thoughts and behaviors. Because if we keep catastrophizing and we keep thinking to ourselves over and over and over again this overwhelming thought or thoughts, we continue to build the neural nets around these concepts. So we continue to create the neural nets in our brain that enforce that something is wrong. So the more time that we spend on trying to fix the problem, the more we create the problem. The more time we spend on fixing the, not fixing, the more time we spend on embodying the solution, well, there's a paradigm shift. We just went from solving a problem to embodying the solution. Two very different vibrations. Two very different vibrations. Although they may seem like they have the same conclusion, they are not. They are actually complete opposites. By you focusing on fixing the problem, you are putting more momentum, more energy into a problem. By you focusing on embodying a solution. So how do you focus on embodying a solution? You say, this is what you say to me. This is what I get all the time. Dave, how am I supposed to embody? Because I always am doing my best to assist and respond to emails, get back to listeners. And this is absolutely a topic that's come up many, many times, is how do I deal with overwhelming energies? How do I deal with overwhelming thoughts? And what I say is focus on embodying the solution as opposed to fixing the problem. And then most of the time, the response I get back is, how am I supposed to embody a solution when the problem is so, so present? I mean, the problem is like right in front of me. How do I embody a solution when I really need to focus on fixing the problem? And my response to that is, respond to the problem as if it is already solved. So you emotionally react to the problem as if it's already solved. And what you do on a quantum scale when you decide to emotionally react to a problem as if it's already been solved is you reconstruct your holographic projection of the quote-unquote problem that you're experiencing. So as you embody the solution by holding space in your mind as if the problem has already been solved, you will allow for the universe to work its magic. See, there's actually nothing that you need to do except get out of the way and let the divine flow of the universe do what it does naturally. The reason why you feel like you have to do something is because you're in the way of the universe. You're in the way by you maintaining a state of resistance, by you feeling overwhelmed, by you practicing these anxious thoughts. You are literally holding space for the problem. But as you approach this problem as if it has already been solved, you hold space for the solution. It's literally mathematics. There is quantum mathematics. And all quantum mathematics is understanding the laws of the universe. Now, sure, there's quantum computing and actual quantum mathematics, which go into, you know, pi times the Fibonacci sequence divided by, you know, the infinite construct, you know. So, yeah, okay, there's that actual mathematical equation of the quantum scale of the universe and all that stuff. But I'm talking about, in layman's terms, there is quantum mathematics to creating the reality that you wish to experience. And it all revolves around where you're focusing your thoughts, where you're focusing your energy, and where you're focusing your actions. And your energy is just your thoughts and your actions. So, how to embody the solution as opposed to fixing the problem. Imagine the situation exactly how you wish for it to be. I know it sounds really simple, stupid simple, but the best possible action that you can take to the assistance of fixing whatever problem it is that you wish to fix is by releasing attachment to there actually being a problem and embodying what it feels like for the solution to already be in place. It's actually very simple. Now, it will take a little work to get there. And that work is just breaking down old thought patterns and reconstructing old, you know, programming. And breaking down old thinking that doesn't work for you and embodying new ways of thinking that does work for you. So next time a problem arises, instead of freaking out or, you know, flipping the person off or blaming it on someone else or even blaming it on yourself, focus on what the situation would be like if the solution was already in place. If someone's mad at you and they don't want, and you don't want them to be mad at you, act as if they're not. If there's someone that is treating you a certain way and you wish for them to treat you with greater compassion, act as if they already do treat you with that kind of compassion. If you wish to have a certain amount of money at your disposal, you need to act as if you already have that money. There's no way that the universe is going to yield to you the money that you want if you're complaining about the money that you don't have. Whatever you experience is exactly a vibrational equivalent to your consciousness. That's it. I mean, it's very simple. Whatever you experience is an exact vibrational equivalent of what you're projecting in your consciousness. So, if you want that perfect relationship, well, you got to start acting like you already have it, right? That doesn't mean talking to an invisible person. But what that does mean is feeling the emotion of having that lover there. What does it feel like to have the relationship of your dreams? Paint the picture in your mind and then hold that emotion every single day for as long as you can. And then the next time the thought comes into your head that says, oh, I don't have this relationship, replace it with the relationship is already a cooperative component to my vibration. All I need to do is raise my vibration to allow for this relationship to manifest with ease. And as you practice that every day, the relationship has to manifest. Whether it's a relationship with a person, a relationship with money, a relationship with a job, a relationship with a dream that you have. You must define the relationships in your life. Deliberately define the relationships in your life for you to effortlessly manifest all that it is that you wish to experience and that is your birthright to experience. You came here to this planet with great intention. You came here to this planet with great intention, with great purpose. You came here to explore, to learn, to remember what it's like to have an ego, to play with your ego, and then to let the ego go, to develop a healthy relationship with the ego, to develop a healthy relationship with resistance, with contrasting experiences. All of these facets are facets that can only be learned through embodying a human vehicle, a physical body. And here, in the human experience, is the best possible way for you to teach your soul all the lessons that it needs to learn to ascend into the higher realms of love, light, alignment, beauty, luxury, joy, prosperity, abundance, and all of the attributes that you wish to experience. Absolutely amazing. We're going to take a brief moment and we're going to listen to Catch the Spiral by Our Brother Chances Are Good. There's something about this song, Catch the Spiral. I ask you to listen to the lyrics, for the lyrics hold great and powerful meaning. Know that everything that Chances says in his music is coming from experiences that he's had personally. They have a lot to do with aligning your energy with the source wholeness of who you are. And they have everything to do with embodying your greatest self. So, without further ado, catch the spiral. Chances are good. Check it out, guys.
Pulsing through your sacred bloodstream. Find that center point, spiral out in golden beam. Transform a deep sleep into vivid dreams. Lose your fear of flying, you were born with eagle wings. So feel the goodness, no should. Let's forget about the bullshit and follow your bliss. You got a whole lot of gifts, and yet you're waiting for Nathan. The now and here is heaven. It's time to create. Your will is one with your fate. So feel the goodness, no should. Let's forget about the bullshit and follow your bliss. You got a whole lot of gifts, and yet you're waiting for Nathan. The now and here is heaven. It's time to create. Your will is one with your fate.
Chances are good. Yes, they are. Pretty good. I think so. If you guys want to listen to more Chances, you can definitely do so. You can actually Google search Chances, letter R, good. You can also go on Bandcamp and check them out. Chances are good. So if you've just tuned in with us, you're really late. I'm just messing. You can tune in with us anytime that you would like here on LATalkRadio.com. You can also re-listen to the shows. The archives are up right after the live episode. This episode, we were talking about how to deal with overwhelming experiences that this human experience sometimes will deliver to us. You know, there's a lot. There's a lot to handle here. This is a very dense plane. And although it may seem like we've been here on this planet forever, it's actually kind of unfamiliar to us because the source of where we come from is non-physical. And then we choose to dive deep into the depths of physical reality and embody these bodies. But with that comes an ego, and with that comes pain, comes joy, compassion, comes confusion. There's an array of emotions that are triggered when we come back here in the physical for another round. And we've dedicated our lives here on the Vibration Station to assisting you in embodying your greatest self by focusing your thoughts, actions, and energy in ways that are conducive to your alignment, that support the wholeness of who you are. Now, what we mean by that is each moment you do have a choice to focus your thoughts and your actions in any way that you choose. It may seem like you don't have a choice because of the density of the situation, but that is furthest from the truth. You always have a choice. And that's what we're here to remind you. You are never chained down, even if you are. Your mind and your ability to focus has literally the power to move mountains. If you ever study Paramahansa Yogananda, you'll see that a human being had the power to literally move a mountain with his mind in India. If you read Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda, you will understand that human beings have the power to literally levitate, to vibrate their physical structure to such a state in which they start levitating. If you read Paramahansa Yogananda's Autobiography of a Yogi, you will understand that human beings literally have the power to bring life back into the body of another human being. Paramahansa did that with his best friend when he was in his early stages of development. Paramahansa's yogi master said to Paramahansa, "If you go into the forest and get the petal of a blue lotus and squeeze the petal, drop 3 drops from the blue lotus petal onto his third eye, he will come back to life." And that is exactly what Paramahansa did, and that is exactly what happened. Now, this is documented history. The reason why it's hidden from us is because those in charge don't want us to empower ourselves to the degree that we have the potential of empowering ourselves too. Now, why is this? It's because the more confused we are, the less we understand, the more stressed we are, the more pain we have, the more we rely on exterior forces to maintain our alignment. And that's exactly how they steal our power. We are here to remind you that you are literally the energy of creation. You have the power to create for yourself whatever it is that you can imagine. As one of my favorite speakers and mentors, Bob Proctor, says, "If you can hold it in your head, you can hold it in your hand." Once again, if you can hold it in your head, you can hold it in your hand. This reality that we experience is a holographic projection in your consciousness of a dense physical reality that is a vibrational match to all of your thoughts, feelings, actions, emotions. So if you choose to deliberately focus your thoughts, feelings, actions, and emotions in certain ways, you then activate your power to deliberately create your reality. These are the concepts that we wish to share with you for the sole purpose of empowering, re-empowering you, showing you that you are not limited by anything or any concept that society places upon you. You are only limited by the thoughts that you choose to subscribe to, by the belief systems and the patterns, the thought patterns that might have been implemented for you that you never even questioned. You know, when I started going through my awakening process, I realized that I was holding on to belief patterns that weren't even mine. I had picked up certain belief systems about people, about organizations, about products that I didn't even create for myself. They were literally seeded in me, and I didn't even know. I didn't even know they were seated. I just believed it. I just knew it because that's what my parents said. That's what people around me said. So why would it be any different? Right? That's the idea. If someone says to you, the sky is blue, and then 1,000 other people say the sky is blue, you don't question that shit. You just accept the sky is blue. Whether you're able to look at the sky or not, the sky is blue. Think about this. Do you think a blind person believes the sky is blue? Absolutely they do. Why? Because everyone else around them says that it is. What if it was red? What if we're all just fucking with the blind dude? Do you know what I'm saying? Then he would have this complete and utter just totally skewed belief system about the sky. And then every person that he talked to, he'd be like, no, it's red. And then if someone that actually knew that it was blue was like, no, bro, it's blue. He'd be like, no, bro, it's red. I've heard everyone else around me say it's red. Okay. Well, just as the blind man may have been manipulated to think that the sky is red, we have been manipulated to think that we need to act certain ways, that we need to do certain things to achieve certain hierarchies, to climb the scale of success, which is all well and good. We all need an abundance of money. We all need an abundance of compassion. We all need an abundance of food, an abundance of clean water. But for some weird reason, not everyone has these things. Some people say, well, yes, there's a balance. Well, of course there is. But I believe that every single human being on this planet has the potential to receive anything and everything that they want for themselves. I believe that every single person on this planet has the potential for clean water. Not only has the potential, it is their fucking birthright. Excuse my language. I believe that every single human being on this planet has the right to receive food without genetically modified organisms. I believe that every single human being on this planet has the right to receive any amount of abundance, any form of currency that they think they deserve, no matter what area of the world you're in. I know this sounds fairy tale, but I'm telling you, if we come together and change our expectations about what we should receive, we literally will change the reflection of our reality. It is absolutely limitless. The power that we have when we come together and we unite and we focus our thoughts with a singular intention. When we come together with clarity, when we come together for the purpose of creating heaven on earth, we literally reconstruct the entire world that we perceive. Within your DNA holds the power of the entire cosmos. Within your cells contains the potential for limitless creation. All you need to do is teach yourself how to focus your thoughts, how to focus your actions, how to focus your energy in ways that serve you, in ways that assist your greatest good. You need to aim to be an instrument of love. Release the resistance to the painful, suppressed energies of the past and march headfirst into the new realities and infinite potentials that you hold in each and every single moment. All the unconditional love, light, abundance, happiness, prosperity, luxury, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. I'm your host, Davey, here on the Vibration Station. Make sure to follow us at Good Vibe Station on Twitter. And make sure to direct your thoughts in a way that serve you and the rest of humanity. Love you guys with all of my heart. And we will make sure to see you next Sunday. Peace. Yep. Music is the medicine with powers that soothe. Sing the picture of your heart with the color perfumes. Harmonizing with the verses of the absolute. Be an instrument of your love. To be an instrument of your love. Yeah. A vibration massaging station. Melodious inspiration. An instrument of your love. An instrument of your love.